Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for this time that we're able to share together. Let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that we who have been so blessed, so privileged to be adopted into your family, we give you praise and honor and glory this day. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for this time that we're sharing together. And Father, I pray that our hearts will be open, our spirits will be receptive, that we will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. Lord, that we will be wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. Father, we thank you for that ongoing work of the Spirit, which only your Spirit can accomplish. Lord, it's not by our effort, by our might, by our power. Nothing we can bring to our spiritual growth except to surrender and to love you. And Father, you give the increase, you give the anointing to destroy the yoke, you give the knowledge of and the revelation of the marvelous Son of God, our Jesus, our Savior. Father, we thank you for this time together. We pray that you will anoint this time, Father, and that we will have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, that our tongues shall be pens of a ready writer, that we shall know the Word of God. Lord, give us a love for the Word of God as we've never known before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor and praise you and bless you and thank you for it. Praise God. Isaac Pennington wrote, "What is love? It is the sweetness of life. It is the sweet, tender, melting nature of God flowing up through his seed of life into the creature, and of all things making the creature most like unto himself, both in nature and operation." God is doing a work today to raise up sons and daughters who reflect the very image of their elder brother, that of Jesus. One of the great spiritual problems of this present day, beloved, these days in which we are living, is the negative analysis and perspective in writing on the things that are occurring in our world. It seems there are a host of critics who are very willing to discuss the disease and problems of our society and put into microscopic analysis all the wrongs in the lives of humanity, but they never give the cure. And now it is time, as God's people, to, as never before, begin to point out not just what is wrong, but it's a time we begin preaching about the cure as well as the disease. Jesus Christ was manifested in this earth as our Savior, as our Redeemer. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, but he was more than that even. Our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ and what his obedience and his faithfulness to death wants, is not only able, but he's willing and desirous to meet our every need. When Jesus said, "I've come to give you life," he said that life more abundantly. Beloved, I don't care how long you've walked with the Lord or how diligently you've sought him, I would believe we could adequately say, if we were honest about all of our lives, that we haven't begun to even scratch the surface of the unsearchable riches of Christ. We we see in part, we understand in part. And sometimes I just marvel, all these years, decades I've served the Lord, sometimes I wonder, how can I be so dense? How can I be so blind to spiritual truths that now are unfolding before my eyes? And I don't know if that's your experience, but I think the older you get, the more you realize how little you know. And that's a good place to be in. We may not know much because, you know, His strength is made perfect in our weakness, in our very limited knowledge and understanding. Jesus, God has made to us the wisdom in Christ, the revelation that we can know mysteries that have been hidden from the foundation of the earth. And all of creation, all the natural world, the creature is groaning, travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And praise God, God is one day going to restore this earth, and there's going to be divine order restored as it was in the beginning. But beloved, for now, we are in a warfare. And whether fallible man wants to admit it or not, Jesus Christ alone is the Alpha and the Omega. Those are two Greek terms. The beginning of the alphabet, the end of the alphabet. There's nothing before Him, and there's nothing after Him. Everything begins in Christ, and praise God, everything will end in Him. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher or perfecter of our faith. What comfort that can be to all of us in our Christian walk when at times our faith, our trust has faltered because of trials and battles and problems. And one of the things that has been on my heart, because as I have been reading Peter, the epistles that he wrote, he was speaking to a church that was under severe attack, going through and enduring great persecution, and he speaks words of comfort and wisdom and warning to them. But beloved, as I read his words, reading the second epistle of Peter, his words are so timely. There's such a pertinent ring for the times in which we are now living. Beloved, the things that the prophets declared, that those ancient and amazing words that were given by the Holy Spirit, written is millennia ago by the prophets of the Old Testament, we are seeing them come to pass in our lives. But we are in warfare, and one of my burdens, one of my concerns is that we have Holy Ghost discernment, and that's why this ministry from its inception has always emphasized the Word of God, and any ministry that loves God, that is seeking truth, will put the Word of God supreme. Everything else, signs, wonders, the gifts of the Spirit, everything is submission to the living Word of God, not only the written Word of God, but the living Word of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. While it is true that there are fringe cults claiming to be some kind of religious organization, there is a present danger that various voices seem to lump all religious groups not aligned with or part of their established religious system into the framework of a cult. Did you ever think about what the Word of God says, that they will, thinking they're doing God a service, they will kill you? What does the word cult mean? Well, it means a formal religious veneration or worship. It's a system of religious beliefs or rituals, and especially great and especially faddish devotion. Veneration is respect or awe excited by personal dignity or consecration. Hear what Peter has to say in the second chapter of 2 Peter. And I'm going to be reading just the first three verses. But there were false prophets also among the people. He's speaking of events in past history, of the Jewish people. But he goes on to say, even as there shall be, speaking future, false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Beloved, those are very strong words. And we have to realize, we have to understand, beloved, that we're living in a time that Satan is alive and well, and we are in spiritual warfare, and the devil will do everything he can. Whatever he brings, there's always some measure of truth to it. Otherwise, people would just reject it out of hand. However, there is, unless you know the Word of God, and that's why, beloved, it's so important to daily, you spend time with the Lord, you spend time in the Word of God, so you know what it says. It's not just a matter of reading books or listening to preachers. You have to have a personal relationship with the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to give you discernment. It's not a time to be fearful, because the Holy Spirit bears witness, which is of God, and He'll also alert you if something doesn't sound right. Hear what Paul had to say as he was speaking to Timothy in the third chapter, and this was verses 1 through 5. He was telling him that in the last days perilous times shall come. And are we not in perilous times? Are we not in a time that we see things occurring that we never thought would occur before? He's saying, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And he goes on to describe further attributes, he says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Well, beloved, I'm just getting into the message. We need to be fruitful for Christ. And only if we know God's Word, only if we have the Holy Spirit allowing Him to give us that wisdom and that discernment we need, can we walk safely through these dark days in which we're living. And so, beloved, I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. Or if you miss a message, you can always go to our website, Unveil Christ, click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. And as I always do, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer requests. I know in today's world of texting and messages and emails, people don't really spend much time in the old-fashioned correspondence, but this ministry still does. And that's how I'll respond to you. Although if you can email me, I will confirm and pray with you. But if you'd like a personal response, I ask you to give your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.